to Hazel and Katniss and Harry and Star.
Oh, mail.
It's been a while. You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. All right. So, folks, we are coming in with slightly delayed responses to one listener email, as well as a more fulsome one that we just got. So we're kind of on top of it. But we'll start off with Tea Books and Chocolate, who wrote us a while back to ask if we had read Julie Murphy's adult novel about a woman who kind of works on a Hallmark movie, but there's like porny adult sex stuff in it.
Yeah, Joe messaged me and was like, I must know if you've read this. And then like, I just ghosted Joe. Because here's the thing, I don't know how to answer this question. I mean, the answer is no, I haven't read it. But well, I've gotten it out of the library and its sequel like three times. It's called Merry Little Meet Cute, I think. And the sequel is called, I can't remember.
Okay,
it's like not cool to not like romance right now, and I get that, but I don't think romance is for me in general, and I really don't think that adult Julie Murphy is for me. I just can't get into it, and it seems on paper like something I should enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you alerted me to this, and I got it out of the library as well. And Tea Books and Chocolate wrote that she was impressed by how it deconstructs purity culture, engaged in fat body positivity, it has a Jewish male love interest. Like, you're right, all of these things should absolutely be working for us. And yet, when I tried to read it, I think I only got into maybe the first chapter, and perhaps that's not being very generous, but I just did not enjoy the writing. It actually didn't even feel like Julie Murphy to me, and I found it very confusing.
She's a co-author on these, right? I think, and I'm not sold on the chemistry of the co-authorship either. I think might be part of it.
Oh, that's right. It's one of those, she writes one perspective and I think the other person writes the other one. But it was not gelling for me. So really happy, Tea Books and Chocolate, that it was working for you. As we said, on paper sounds great, but just didn't hit the mark.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm sorry, Julie Murphy. We love you normally.
There we go. You know what? We love you in YA and middle grade fiction, and maybe that's just the sweet spot for us.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, well, we also got another email, Brenna, and this is from friend of the show, Alex. And Alex was wondering about STEM in YA. Mm-hmm. So it's a subject we broached a couple of different times. Alex herself works in STEM, so I think this is part of what's driving her interest. But she was thinking about this. She recommended a couple of titles for us to consider in the future, which is always welcome. Very appreciated. But she challenged us because she said, you know, apart from these couple of ones that I've outlined, can you think of other titles that are sort of fitting the bill? She suggests that TV has done a much better job of this. So she references Never Have I Ever, which we covered that first season. And the STEM was the part, I think, of the show that was actually working for us. We just didn't like the John McEnroe voiceover stuff. But Alex did ask, you know, hey, what are some of the other things that you can think of? And I basically just punted this to you, Brenna, and sat back.
So the first thing that came to mind is actually an episode that we've done, Joe, When Dimple Met Rishi by Santhiya Menon, of course.
Right. Yeah.
And the TV show adaptation of that, which is all about coding, really. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely, I think, more books about coding and YA than others, obviously, because it's hot right now. So another one that covers coding is Girl Code, Gaming Going Viral and Getting It Done, which is all about two women. It's a real story who create a viral video game and become world famous. I question the world famous part, but what do I know? Anyway, it's a good companion, though, to a book like When Dimple Met Rishi because, you know, sometimes in these books, the STEM gets like a little bit overshadowed by the love story. Yeah. Whereas these are two girls who meet at a Girls Who Code summer camp and sort of it's their careers from there. So that might be a fun one. One that I'm going to foreshadow, Joe, because I think we've talked about maybe doing the Love Boat sequel, Love Boat Reunion.
Right. Yeah.
It apparently has a very strong STEM through line.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know for sure. And obviously that's another one where the love story is going to get the highest focus. But here's a fun one that I haven't read yet, but I have read about. Higher Geometry by Sherelle Byers Morinville. It takes place in 1950s America, and it's about a protagonist named Anna who loves math, is super into it, is ready to go to college for like math to follow it all the way through to a PhD. But guess what, Joe? Her 1950s boyfriend doesn't love the idea.
I am shocked.
So what's going to happen with Anna? Is math going to win out or love? So that's one to check out.
It's called You Break Up With Your Bleepity Bleep boyfriend. And you go off. Yeah. And then you go off and you change the world.
And one that I have read is Catalyst by Laurie Hulse Anderson. Obviously, we're big Laurie Hulse Anderson fans on the show. She wrote Speak, and you should check out that episode if you haven't yet. But this is all about, obviously, the title is Catalyst. Our protagonist is very into science and math, and she's applied for MIT. She's waiting for their response, but then there is a boy. There's always a boy. It's always boys versus math in these books.
Boring. Where's like the girls in geometry?
If you're listening and you're a teenager, please let math win.
Right. Let math win. Let biology win. Chemistry, physics. Like the science will always be your friend. The boy, maybe not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's just a handful. I think that especially if you're into books about coding, I think there's a lot more options out there. And unfortunately, it's YA, and often, especially when we have a girl protagonist in STEM, we're going to have it. We're going to have STEM put up against a love story as the challenge. So,
sure.
I mean, I would love to hear some examples from listeners of books where that doesn't happen. That would be cool.
Either that or give me queer.
Like, yes.
At least queer up the love story, because I'm sick and tired of, ooh, it's math versus boy.
Yeah, exactly. Let it be math versus girl.
Yeah.
Math versus anything. No, I think it would be really interesting to hear examples from listeners of books where the, as you say, Joe, that are not so like tightly hewing to specific gender roles.
Yeah. So folks, if you have any examples, let us know. And as always, if they happen to come from outside of North America, all the better.
Yeah, absolutely.